Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is 12:37. Lindsay got me in here jamming. Lindsay, who is that? Who are you playing today?
This is None Above.
I thought that sounded like None Above. I saw them at Purple Rain, the musical, and they were all dolled up in their purple. I just love them. Two brothers, two sisters, family band, the Nuns, N-U-N-N, None Above. And I tell you, if you have an opportunity to see them play, they are amazing. I don't know who is in charge of scheduling the acts for the Minnesota State Fair, but if that is you or your neighbor or somebody you know, tap them on the shoulder and tell them they need to get None Above in the grandstand. I'm going to start a change.org petition because I want to see acts at the State Fair that reflect our community. Not just, at some of the restaurants at the fair, not just at O'Gara's and not over there at, you know, at any of the, you know, the Dino's has a band stand there and, you know, some of the other wine bars, they've got bands that come. No, I'm talking about on the grandstand, on the big stage. Give these young artists an opportunity to be showcased and featured. That's what the great get together is all about, getting together and seeing our neighbors spotlighted, highlighted, performing so that we can cheer them on. That's what these young people need. We always like to complain about what young people ain't doing and how they don't work as hard as we did when we were their age and how they don't appreciate things. And some of that is true for some of these young people. But when we have an opportunity and a stage to highlight and spotlight young people who are doing something as unique as creating the new Minneapolis sound, when we have something as big as the Minnesota State Fair, that's the time when we get those young people and we give them that stage and we say, go for broke. Do you, boo? This is that time. So if that's you or somebody you know, tell them I see it. Okay? Now, listen. I am so excited to talk to our next guest. St. Paul City Councilwoman Chiniqua Jones is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. First of all, congratulations are in order. You're expecting your first baby. How are you feeling?
Oh, I am feeling well. We're, you know, just a little over 2 weeks from our due date. So,
okay, two weeks from
getting
due
to that time. Yes.
Okay, Councilwoman Johnson, do you have everything you need? I mean, is everything, because when the baby come home, it's a wrap. You're not gonna be able to do anything. So make sure you got everything painted. The Pampers are where they're supposed to be. The laundry's done. The groceries are gotten. And you say 2 weeks. The doctor say 2 weeks. The baby just. I have four of them. They just come whenever they feel like it.
So we've been told, yes. And so I'm just like, and knowing my son, he'll have a mind of his own. So he'll coming on his own time for sure.
Okay, do we have a name for the baby yet?
We do, but we're waiting.
Oh, I thought you was going to break the news. Even, you can break the news on my show. You could, yes, but it's okay. You could tell it right here. It's okay.
But they don't even know. It's okay.
They should be listening to the show. They could find out right now. They can find out right now.
They could.
Girl, they will be mad at you. They will put you clean out the wheel and no more family reunions. Mm-hmm. How would you tell Shaletta on the radio before you told us?
Shaletta, oh, absolutely. That's you'll be getting a call from my mother soon.
Girl, I would see your mama on my caller ID and act like I didn't see the phone. She would have to send me a letter. I wouldn't even answer the door. I would not even answer the door. Oh, my goodness. I just thank you so much for being on the show and for the work you do in community. And, you know, you've got a lot going on, you know, as an up and coming new mommy. But before you go out on your leave and take care of your family, you're taking care of a lot of families in St. Paul. The city is offering $2,500 grants for people facing eviction. Talk to me about that, because there are some people listening to this show in the great city of St. Paul who need to find out about this, who need to share this, churches and community organizations that see people day in and day out who need help with their rent, who are facing eviction, yes, that can take advantage of this opportunity.
No, 100%. You know, all year we have been working with the city and the planning and economic development team, with the mayor, Melvin Carter III, to really get this emergency rental assistance program off the ground and running. As you may know, right, the city had a rental assistance program during the COVID times and, you know, during the pandemic when there was a moratorium on evictions. And since then, right, we've seen the 2024 and 2025 numbers of evictions in our city return, and in some cases even exceed what it was pre-pandemic, because we know a lot of families are still facing hardships and still not being able to pay and for just light bills, water bills, rent, and it's impacting families all across the city. You know, I have genuinely heard from so many families just about how much property taxes and rent have really impacted them in more ways than one. And so this is our effort to try and be a partner in what we know our families are facing, right? It's not to be duplicative to the work that the county is doing, but to serve as a partner, because we know that Ramsey County has they have a form of rental assistance, but they also turn around families, 1,600 plus families a year, because of maybe the stage they're in when it comes to the eviction filing, right? The city of St. Paul's eviction does not require to have eviction filed. You just need a notice that says you're past due, and if you don't pay by a certain date, you're going to be evicted. That's different than some of the eviction programs that we have right now that require you to have an actual eviction filed. And for families, this could be the thing that prevents that from even happening.
And, you know, I am, you know, I didn't realize how bad it was. I recently had a job fair for Black women at the Coliseum in Minneapolis. More than 500 women came to find jobs from companies like Hy-Vee and North Memorial and M Health Fairview and so many others that were there that day. And one of the things that we did was we paid the rent and or mortgage of two of the women who came. So they put all their information in a raffle. And, you know, and so we pulled two names to pay the rent or mortgage for, you know, two of the ladies who showed up. But Councilwoman Johnson, what I hadn't realized is how much help folks really needed. Like, we had a little prayer room, and Deacon Clem Reed from Fellowship Baptist Church was in there. And once the event was over, she came to me with phone numbers and names of women who said, listen, whether you pick my name or not, I need help. And so this week we've been paying cell phone bills and light bills, not just the rent and or mortgage, because, you know, these women, people, our families here in the Twin Cities, they need us right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, you know, one of the things about being an Eastside Council member, right, so half of the evictions filed in Ramsey County are here in St. Paul, and they're in 4 zip codes. 55106 is in my ward. You know, I am the representative for them on the council, and it has the largest eviction rates in the city. And I talk about this a lot because when people think about just families and where our support is needed, it's right in our backyards, right? It is in our communities. And in Ramsey County, we are also uniquely situated where some of our evictions look different than how the evictions look in the state. You're talking about 60% of our evictions in Ramsey County being Black households. And when you think about just like who our support is needed, you know, I'm not surprised that you have moms coming to events and asking for support for really any sort of financial assistance, especially not right now, right? Some families are just getting told that they're getting their SNAP benefits back in Minnesota. And some families are also facing a bunch of different fees that are increasing over time. And so like we have in our city, you know, right now, an opportunity to be able to hopefully offset that and really be a complement by launching programs that allow us to do this, right? The state's local affordable housing aid is the reason why we're able to fund this program, because it's an eligible use. Emergency rental assistance is an eligible use under LAHA funding that was passed by the state legislature. And so we're using $1 million this year and proposing $1.3 million next year to keep this program open as a resource for families. You know, and it's meant to be an easier access tool than having to go through the full, you know, bureaucracy, because we recognize that when we say emergency or when we say eviction prevention, families have really usually days to make up their rent that they owe. They usually don't have weeks or months to do that. They get a deadline and they get a date. And if there's an eviction filed, even if it isn't carried out, that eviction stays on their record. And we know how hard it is to get housing once you lose it. And so the continuum just continues to happen, right? Or you have families living in the dark because their light bill can't be paid. There's just so many things that happen right here in our backyard. And you're talking about a time, right, when we're supposed to be heading into the holiday season, when we're supposed to be, you know, warm and cozy. And some families are going to have to do that on the street. And so there's not a really, a way to sugarcoat that, other than we need to make sure that we have programs in place that can potentially prevent a family from having to do that at some of the worst times in Minnesota to do that.
Because it's about to get cold. Okay, we enjoyed 72
right.
yesterday, but soon it'll be 27 and soon it'll be -7. And the last thing I want to think about is a family with children in a car or on the street. And so I am so grateful that the city of St. Paul is being forward thinking, that you are making sure that the word is spread and this is implemented for anybody at Shiloh, Missionary Baptist Church in St. Paul, or Progressive, or any of those community centers in Rondo, that may have families that could benefit from this program. Now, where can people go? Because I know Latasha English and her husband George are very instrumental over at Shiloh in helping families in need. So they listen each and every week, and I'm sure they're sitting there waiting with their pen and paper to get the website so that they can share this with the congregation over there.
Yes, there's a couple of different ways. So one, I'll start with the phone number because I know some people don't do email. So you got 651-266-6671. That is the phone number for my family and friends that don't have email. We also have on the website, it's just stpaul.gov/ERA. That's it, stpaul.gov/ERA. And if you do have an email and you want to get back to someone and you want to folks to know, it's just stpaulera@stpaul.gov. So, you know, we have standard emails. We have our phone number set up. We have the links for information for folks. Community members who are looking to try to make sure that community even knows about it. There are flyers that you can print out. We have it translated in multiple languages, Hmong, Somali, Spanish, and Karen. The application is also available there too, but it's just stpaul.gov/ERA.
All right. Well, take care. Keep us posted. I can't wait to see that baby and find out what that name is. Before you go, I'm going to give you one more chance. Did you want to go ahead and break the news and announce the name of your baby that's going to be due any minute now, between now and 2 weeks from now? I'm sure your mom's listening, so it'll almost be like telling your mama. So if you say it now, then she'll know. Then you don't have to, I'm saving you a call, Councilwoman Johnson.
Mm-hmm. I understand, but no, but I will, I understand, but no, I will say that, you know, one of the things that we are doing, you know, we're naming our son after my father and my husband's father. And so in so many different ways, you know, he's going to be a legacy in that regard.
I love tribute names. I love. So I got a tribute baby, Andrew, and actually I got three tribute babies. Andrew James, my oldest son, he's named after my godfather who passed away. And then my daughter Cameron, her middle name is named after my ex-husband's mom, who's also passed away. And then my favorite child, Brandon, his middle name is Christopher, after my best friend, Christopher, who's still with us, thank God. And so I love tribute babies because I just believe that they take on some of that personality, some of their characteristics, and then they get to live on through those kids. And especially if they're still alive and, you know, the family, it feels like the legacy is being passed on. I love that. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations on everything. God bless you. We are praying for a healthy and happy baby and mommy. And again, get everything done that you need to get done, because when you get back home with that little baby, girl, get it done.
I am like working hard to ensure, like, for sure. Like, we've been, my husband said he don't want to organize no more, because we've been organizing everywhere.
And you know what? It don't matter, because the baby going to come in and show y'all where to really put stuff. Everything that you think you organize, the baby going to be like, over here, and over there. Girl, but it is in a beautiful journey, motherhood, and I know you're going to take care of that baby like you take care of your city, and you do a good job. Part of that historic class that was on CNN, featured in USA Today, People Magazine, the New York Times, Councilwoman Shaniqua Johnson, St. Paul, Ward 7, on the east side of St. Paul, thank you so much for being here.
It's always a pleasure, Slita.
All right. It is 12:53. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.